95.1, waking you up with Rick and Lisa.
It has affected all of our lives over the past 3 weeks or more in some cases. And we know you got a lot of questions. So do we. And we have answers this morning. On the line with us is Nikki Hinkle. She's the Senior VP of Physician Services and Operations at WellSpan Health. Welcome to the Rick and Lisa Morning Show, Nikki.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hello.
So we've got, I'm going to bombard you with questions here this morning, and hopefully you've got some answers, because we know a lot of people do have questions in our area, because it's now trickled into our area. In fact, in Franklin County, I'm not sure the Washington County numbers right now, but I know in Franklin County, there's what, like 23 cases?
Yeah.
How many of those are like critical and in the hospitals?
So right now we're seeing a really low percentage of confirmed cases needing to come into the hospital for care. We are monitoring that and preparing for it, but we can just continue to tell our community that they need to follow the stay-at-home orders to help us slow the spread.
Okay, well, of the cases you've seen, how many are community spread and how many are from outside the county?
So we don't really track that. What we can say is presently it is in our community, so we need to all be taking the orders from the governor very seriously. We need to make sure that we are staying at home so that we can slow the spread.
Okay, so now I know for myself, like allergies or whatever, you start to cough and you think, oh my gosh, maybe I have it, or maybe I, you know, at what point should you be tested?
So if you think you've been exposed to COVID-19 and you develop a fever and you have one of the symptoms in addition to that, such as a cough or you start to feel like you're having difficulty breathing, mm-hmm. We're suggesting that you call your doctor for advice. If you don't have a family doctor, we do have a dedicated hotline, and you can find that on our website. Or you can visit the WellSpan Urgent Care. We can also provide you a plan for testing there as well.
What are the odds of getting COVID by going to the grocery store?
That's a great question and one that comes up frequently. Just like every other virus, COVID-19, you don't know, you're contagious before you know you have the symptoms. Mm. So, you know, that's really why the ban is in place, because people don't know if they have it. They don't know if they're carrying it. So we're just reminding everybody to stay home, and we keep stressing that to our friends and neighbors.
So how many testing sites are there in Franklin County?
So we have, or will have, 5. Mm-hmm. Right now we will have one in Shippensburg at Progress Boulevard. We have one opening in Waynesboro on Tuesday at the Welty Building. And then we have one in Chambersburg at St. Paul Drive right now. In addition, we have both the Waynesboro and Chambersburg ER testing locations.
Okay.
Mm. Well, so we're all wondering this. When might the peak happen in Franklin County?
When might the peak happen? Mm. That is a great question, and it really is. There's so many factors that go into that. It really depends on how well our community listens to the guidelines about social distancing so that we're slowing the spread. Right now, we're doing everything we can to support the community, and we're really asking that people just heed that warning and take it seriously. The more we can slow down the peak, the healthier we all will be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how does this testing process work?
All right. The way the testing process works is that we are asking, before you come to one of our testing sites, we are asking that you contact your healthcare provider. Mm-hmm. In our Chambersburg location at Urgent Care, we will do testing if you come in and you're experiencing symptoms, but we're really asking that you get in touch with your healthcare provider. We don't want you coming to a location that you may not need to be at if your symptoms really aren't matching the criteria.
Gotcha.
Well, we've all been watching and listening to a lot of news, and one of the common threads is a shortage of ventilators and PPE in a lot of places. How's that around here?
So, you know, right now we have the equipment and supplies that we need to meet the existing patient care needs, actually throughout the health system. But we watch the news as well. We're keeping track of what is happening in other communities, and we know that increased demand for the resources, many times it does place a significant strain on the hospitals that serve those communities. We've been working actively for several weeks now to make sure that we have the supplies and equipment that we need should we see a significant increase increase in the number of positive COVID-19 patients. We've been working with our federal and state governments, as well as the sourcing, making sure that we have the supplies and materials from our vendors and local businesses and community partners.
Gotcha. So I have a follow-up doctor's appointment in April, and I'm thinking a lot of people probably have scheduled routine appointments. Should you postpone them? What should you do?
So that is a great question, and there's not necessarily the same answer for everybody. The last thing we want to have happen is for our patients to start feeling disconnected to us during this time. So we have implemented video visits. We also are doing phone call visits just to check in and make sure that we're following up with our patients and caring for them. Especially with our patients with chronic health issues, we need to continue to keep in touch with them. So we're working really hard to have dedicated specific sites for our COVID-19 patients. That hopefully is going to keep others from, you know, keep them separated from those who have not been exposed. But if you have a question or concern specific to your own appointment, you really need to call your healthcare provider, because depending on the individual situation, that will really drive the decision about any appointments that you may need to keep or cancel.
Okay. And finally, if you want to, a lot of people want to help. They maybe want to sew masks, that kind of thing. What can you do if you want to help locally?
So we've had the community just really reaching out and looking for ways that they can help. So WealthSpan has created a website page. You can go to the WealthSpan.org website, the coronavirus, and there's an entire page dedicated to people who want to help. It's just called the I Want to Help, and it gives you many different opportunities and ways that you can assist us.
All right. Well, thank you, Nikki Hinkle, Senior VP of Physician Services and Operations at WellSpan Health. Let me ask a personal question. How are you doing? How are your colleagues dealing with all this?
I think that given the situation, everybody's doing really well. We're pulling together, providing a lot of support to each other. You know, we're planning and being prepared for what could, you know, in many communities has turned into a crisis situation. So I think right now we're just pulling together and working as a team to make sure that we're as prepared as possible.
All right.
Perfect. Thanks so much. And God bless all the healthcare workers.